Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Here, Bird Show.
So we're not going to be able to find the one highlight of the 25 years of Bird Show that I wanted more than anything else.
Hot Pocket.
The Hot Pocket controversy. Damn it.
Yeah. I'm thinking one of the people involved came in here and scrubbed our system.
Must have. I went through everything in 2011 and 2012, and it is not in there.
So how do we explain this really quickly to Abby, what the Hot Pocket incident was?
Okay, I love you. We have so much we have to get to.
Okay, we don't wait. We got plenty to do tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Let's hold on to that, because I really want to get to Kobe Mack, and I really want to get to the two people who are on the line.
Okay, well, I already know who one of them is, because one of these boneheads ruined the surprise by putting his name up last break.
What?
What are you talking about?
Miguel's on the line.
Miguel?
It's Miguel.
No, that was a listener.
Oh, okay.
Who had in, just wanted Miguel to say goodbye, because when we did the Who Do You Know Famous, we would give him our special hotline number.
Okay.
So Miguel knew he could get in that way.
Okay.
I told him to call back a little later and I'd get him in.
So you thought it was Miguel from Miguel and Holly.
Yeah, because he sent me this long, beautiful text yesterday that... I thought that maybe he was calling in.
At first, I thought it was Miguel the singer.
Kobe Mack, people have been asking about you, dude.
Yo, what up, Bird Show fam? How we living?
Man, people have been hitting me up going, is Kobe Mack going to call in? I had to reach out to him and go, dude, where you been? People want you on the air more than they want me. How you been, man?
Man, I've been fantastic. I'm in sunny Central Florida right now, living it up, enjoying a little less humidity, but sad to hear you're retiring, but ultimately happy for your next endeavor.
Thank you. I don't know what that next endeavor is except happiness. Joy, happiness, and sleeping.
Listen, when I was at one of my low points during this time that I've been listener, right? I've been a listener for a little over 10 years. It was great to be able to have the Bird Show to lean on in the morning and kind of reflect on and podcast. And honestly, man, I need to clap it up for you, because if I were to give you an award on your way out, I got to say that you get the award for making, like, having an ex-wife be cool. I love the way that you've navigated that relationship, and it's made things easier on my little divorce.
Aww.
Thank you. I'm very proud of where Stacey and I are and how we've co-parented, man. So if you got something out of that, dude, I sure appreciate it. I know that there was a time here, Abby, where Kobe Mack was calling up like every segment. He had something to say, and he was so good that people were like, where's Kobe Mack? Why don't you just make him a co-host? So what are you doing with your life now?
I moved kind of like in my battle for like refining myself post-divorce. I moved out to L.A. I have been a professional film and TV critic for a number of years, and you know, it's been a great life. It's a really expensive hobby. It doesn't make me a lot of money, but I'll take the social clout when it comes in, being able to access some movies a little bit early. But I love storytelling. I love characters. And the Bird Show and the Bird Show fam, you're some of the greatest characters. Bert, Kristen, Cassie, Tommy, Rebecca, Katie. Like, it's great. I mean, I was the, like, second coolest black guy that would call to the Bird Show. Mo was actually on the show, so he had me up there. But, you know, it's good now.
Look, man, you've been with us for a lot of years, man, and I'm so glad that you checked in. I know you're on Instagram, so tell people where they can catch up with you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, man. Yo, if you want to follow your boy, I need to be a bit more disciplined, but I am on all the socials at Kolbme Told Me. That's KolbmeToldMe. So when they ask you where you heard it from, you can tell them Kolbme Told Me.
All right. It wouldn't have been complete without you calling in, man. Thank you.
Hey, I'm glad that I can complete you.
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right, now what?
All right, so.
I'm saying that a lot the last couple of days. Now what's coming
up? Okay,
now.
You asked for this, sir.
And I should have known that you were going to go over the top.
Duh. My middle name should be Extra, and because, you know, call me Guac, whatever. So we have two people who need to have a word with you.
Oh, really? We're going to fight?
Yes.
Okay.
We have two people that want to have a word with you. And we open the floor to all the parents of Bird Show members that are upset with you because you are retiring and leaving their children flailing, not knowing what they're going to do. So the first guest we have coming on to give you, sir, the finger wag and the what for is Abby's mother, Carrie.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Here we go. Okay.
Carrie, let him have it, girl. Let him have it.
Well, good morning, everyone. And yes, I remember how excited we were for Abby when she got the call and we knew she was going to Atlanta, and she's made such a wonderful, wonderful life there with her big fat cat and her precious other little cat and her walks around the park. And now you're kicking her to the curb.
Yeah, I totally screwed her, huh?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, brought her in here, made this nice life for her, and sorry, it's over.
And now she's going to be stuck with us in Tampa until who knows when.
Yeah, it was kind of a tough break.
What do you have to say for yourself, sir?
I did not know that I was going to be taking off when Abby joined this show, but I can tell you this, and I know that you listen to the podcast, you listen to the show religiously, so I'm just going to say to you what I've already said to Abby, and I've said it publicly also. I do not worry about her. You have raised yourself a daughter that is so capable and has one of the best work ethics that I have ever worked with. And I know from this side of radio what hosts want, and what they want is Abby. And it is just a matter of time before somebody, a position opens up, because she's talked to like all the studio heads already. So it's just a matter of time before the perfect situation opens up for her and she will grab it. I do not worry about your daughter, and that has a lot to do with you.
Well, I appreciate that. And it's funny because that I use that phrase with my husband a lot with Abby. I just don't worry. I mean, I worry about her as a mom, but in terms of her future, I don't worry about her. But I would like to thank you, all of you. I'm going to cry for, giving her this opportunity. And Kristen and Cassie, I think I expressed this to you before, for, you know, being women mentors to her, and role models. And I know, and I hope that will continue. And the youth group she loves and is going to miss the day to day, but thank you, Bert, for, giving her this opportunity, because I know she is going to be fine and go on and do wonderful things.
Look, we've done a lot of great things here on this show that I'm very, very proud of. But your daughter made this a better show. Mm-hmm. You made the Bert Show a better show, Abby.
Thanks. For the love of God, agree. Someone please worry about me. Somebody other than myself, worry about me.
You didn't know your mom was calling today?
I had an inkling she was calling.
What are you crying about?
Well, because when she starts getting all teary, it makes me teary.
Thank you for calling. I am sorry for just ruining, just torturing your daughter and her life right now.
All good. I appreciate you.
All right, Carrie. See you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, that's getting chewed out once. We're going back in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's my pleasure to bring back to the Bert Show my mother, who would like to have a word with you,
okay,
sir.
All right.
The one and only Sheila Klingshern. Hey, Mama.
Good morning.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Let it fly. Let's go.
Give it to him, Mom.
Well, first of all, good morning, Bert from Kentucky.
Hi.
And I'm sorry this is not Miguel. Sorry to disappoint you. But just how y'all doing?
Well, yeah, let's ask.
Not good.
Okay.
Not good, Sheila. Not good.
Exactly. No, I wanted to call to congratulate you on your retirement, but I wanted to also ask you, what about my daughter?
Yeah. What about your daughter? I'm saving a lot of my words for your daughter tomorrow, and they're all good. I assure you that. But what about your daughter? I wish I knew. She knows way more than I do, and she's been holding it very, very close to the vest. Again, another woman I don't worry about.
But like Abby, I want to be worried about. For the love of God, somebody be worried about me.
Well, when Kristen told me about your retirement and the end of the Bert Show, I've cried and I've worried every day since. I haven't slept through the night. I've aged 5 years. I'm old and I can't afford that. So thanks for
you are so welcome. excuse me, you know this about Kristen, but we were going through a weird time on the Bert Show, and we needed somebody to lighten things up in here a little bit better and be a spark plug. And your daughter has done that now for, is it 14 or 15 years?
14.
14 years. She was exactly what I hoped she had been. She brought a, like Abby did, a boldness to this show and a sense of humor to this show. And Look, I have got to save some of this for tomorrow. I have nothing to say. But she's so much more than a co-host to me. She is one of my best friends, and I am proud to be in her orbit.
Well, she loves you. Right now, I can't understand why. But anyway, if Kristen has to move across the country for her next job, I hope Kristen and Bart have you explained to Jimmy why he has to leave his home, his school that he loves, his incredible crew of neighborhood kids, mm-hmm. and Granny and Grandma and Grandpa Mattingly. If you could just hang in there for another 5 years, that's all I'm asking. Five more years, got till tomorrow to make that decision. Because Jimmy will be old enough to tell his mom and daddy, I'm not going to L.A. I'm staying here. I want to
He will be coming to me and saying, hey, thank you for pulling me away from all those guilt trips my grandma used to give me.
Well, you know, the Burt Show is family, and they're my family. And Tommy's never been anything but nice, kind, and respectful towards me. I couldn't love Cassie more than if she were my own daughter. Aww. That beautiful child has been through enough in these past years, and now you're taking the Burt Show away from me.
That's true.
I told Mom to lay it on thick.
Yeah, she is. Shoot out here, man.
She was doing good.
Well, I know Miguel's got to call in, so I got to call.
Sheila's really good talking to you, and your daughter is going to be great. That I can assure you.
What about her other daughter?
You, I'm not so sure. You, I can't promise anything.
Any final words, Mama?
Yes, if my daughter ends up on the other side of the country, I want to publicly thank you for your donation of frequent flyer miles.
I wouldn't worry about all that. I promise you, you're not going to have to worry about all that.
Well, all right, but then I wish you and every member of our Burt Show family a future filled with love, happiness, and success. I know they'll hit the ground running and set the world on fire. I love all of you. God bless and keep all of you.
Thank you, Mama.
Thank
I love you,
Sheila.
You too.
Sheila. It's a Burt Show.
Here, Burt Show. Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.